Chapter 10. Closing Letter, and Thanks. I have spent my days like a schoolmaster who cannot make ends meet. My greetings to Swarnadeepika. Which gave the opening words to the closing chapter of my own story. These were the words written with quiet resignation by the poet Sri Budala Adam, a self-taught natural poet, along with what he wrote on a postcard. Dear editor, I am on my final journey. My health worsens with each passing day. I do not know when I will fall. I believe that your prayers and the prayers of your readers will strengthen me. Sir, I am a poor man, an old man, and my eyesight is gone. I suffer from sugar and blood pressure. There is no treatment left for me. I cannot say which poem will be my last. I will hold my pen until my very last breath, and then I will go. Please pray. This final letter from the poet Sri Budala Adam shook me deeply. That same month, at Swarnadeepika's 10th anniversary celebration, with the permission of the family's doctor, the poet, then undergoing treatment in a Vijayawada hospital, was brought to the gathering. Swarnadeepika honored him there, conferred on him the title, the Vimana of the Christians, and gave him whatever financial help it could. I have always thought of my bond with the poet Adam as that of father and son. Not long after that, he fell asleep in the Lord. The poet once wrote a verse about me and about Swarnadeepika, expressing, in these words, the affection he had come to hold for me. Whatever mother nursed and raised him, he crossed beyond the bounds of his Kshatriya lineage. Whatever father's love he grew up within, he passed beyond the door of his grandfather's and father's affection. Whatever woman's embrace once held him, he crossed the fence of custom and caste mark and rule. Whatever family summit he had climbed, he left behind the dwelling place of a warrior's ambitions. He became a father and kinsman to the poor. Shivaraju, turning back to carry the glorious cross, that his Swarnadeepika's voice should rise up into the very sky is a truth found only in Jesus. That Swarnadeepika's readers, poets, and writers hold such affection is nothing but God's grace. Alongside the Aradhana Bhakti channel, Swarnadeepika's journey from the year 2000 to 2020, received many honors, felicitations, and cash awards. I have continued as the shepherd of the Deva Sanidhi Sangam on the embankment at Sundaraya Nagar, Tadapalli, in Guntur district, since 1996. At present, together with my wife, Padmavati, I serve as a partner in the social and spiritual growth of the poor people alongside them in the Deva Sanidhi Sangam, founded by my brother Subaraju and by Atmananda Raju Guru. Even as financial hardship presses upon my desire to press further ahead in this Christian guiding work of church service, I carry on casting my burden upon God and pressing forward. Please pray for the spiritual growth of our congregation, and for land, and a building for our church.